Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast for Thursday evening, March 12, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
3U Holding AG. Preliminary figures for the financial year 2025 and outlook for 2026. 3U Holding AG announces preliminary figures for the financial year 2025, with consolidated revenue around euro 53.0 million and EBITDA at approximately euro 3.7 million. Despite challenges in the HVAC segment, the company remains resilient. Looking ahead to 2026, the management board anticipates a significant boost in revenue and profit, with consolidated revenue expected to range from euro 55.0 million to euro 60.0 million.
Easy Environmental Solutions surges to a great start in the first quarter of 2026, responding to the worldwide nitrogen shortage. With key deployments scheduled and new trials underway, the company is well positioned for growth. The international turmoil in the Middle East has led to nitrogen shortages, making Easy Environmental Solutions TerraPlenish a valuable solution for farmers facing rising prices and regulatory challenges.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. by scalable supply of organic fertilizer to support growth in organic agriculture. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. is aiming to address the growing demand for organic farming by developing a scalable supply of OG organic fertilizer. The company's Murdoch-Naughton project in Nevada has shown promising phosphate grades and low heavy metal content, making it suitable for organic agriculture. With the potential to produce direct application rock phosphate, Nevada or in the national sector of the rock phosphate project, where the phosphate is constantly rocked it.
Emitis reports fourth quarter and full year 2025 results as dairy NRG platform scales. Emitis reported a 61% increase in dairy NRG production in quarter four 2025, with expectations of a $32 million annual cash flow boost from ethanol plant upgrades. The biogas segment saw net income rise to $12.20 million in Q4. Capital investments rose by 28% to support dairy NRG expansion. Emitis remains focused on low and negative carbon intensity products, positioning for growth in revenue and cash flow in 2026.
Canada and India sign renewable energy deal. Canada and India have formalized a sweeping energy partnership, marking a significant step in reducing dependence on fossil fuels. Agreements signed cover nuclear fuel, renewables, hydrogen, critical minerals, and trade, signaling a commitment to green energy. The deals signed by India and Canada send positive signals for entities like Turbo Energy SA, regarding the shift towards renewable sources. Spike in oil prices raises concerns in the AI industry. The AI industry faces concerns as oil prices surge due to the conflict in the Middle East. Semiconductor stocks are volatile following the attacks on Iran. Companies like Microsoft Corp are closely monitoring the situation to assess potential impacts. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies seeking broad reach and brand awareness.
Xiaomi starts using humanoid robots during EV assembly. Xiaomi has introduced humanoid robots on its factory floor for EV assembly. The Chinese tech giant achieved a task completion rate above 90% during a three-hour pilot trial at its Beijing plant. This move marks a significant step in the industry, with other EV makers likely to follow suit. Stay updated with Green Car Stocks for more on the latest developments in the electric vehicle sector.
Olenox Industries, Inc. advances its well revitalization program as production stabilizes in Texas fields. The company has successfully restored 10 oil wells since December 2025, with more wells scheduled to come online weekly. Output from the Wichita County field is nearing the company's near-term goal of 70 barrels of oil per day. Olenox is preparing to relicense its 162-mile pipeline, expected to be operational by the third quarter of 2026.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.